The weather leading up to Christmas week across many areas of the Midwest, Corn Belt, and even the Northern Plains will enjoy a little bit of a December thaw. Temperatures are going to be mild and conditions are going to be a bit warmer for the rest of this week through the weekend and leading up just before Christmas. Now, we're still going to have some areas of rain and thunderstorm activity over the southeast United States. That'll be the wettest area, the Gulf Coast. The southeast United States will be the most stormy, while we get a little bit of a mild break from the Rockies through the upper plain states, the Midwest, and Corn Belt. Now, after Christmas, heading into the new year, we will be looking at a trend towards colder, stormy weather again. We'll start to see some Pacific storms bring first rain to California just before Christmas, and then the week through Christmas into New Year's, wet along the West Coast with a couple of storm systems moving across the High Plains and Rockies that will eventually bring some wet weather to the Midwest and Corn Belt between Christmas and New Year's. And then after New Year's, trends across a lot of the nation, especially the central and northeast Great Lakes, look like 2020 could be off to a cold start. On the other side of the globe, it's been very hot in Australia, record-breaking heat there over the last week. While it won't be as hot, they're still going to be warmer and drier than normal over most of Australia in the coming week. We have a hodgepodge in South America, some wet and dry areas in both Brazil and Argentina, and we will see a smattering of precipitation in the southern hemisphere, Brazil, Argentina here over the next week to 10 days.